Telk. English B1. Mock Examination 1. Test 3. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. You're going to hear 5 people. You'll hear each person only once. First, read items 41 to 45. After you've listened to each person, decide if the statement for each of the items 41 to 45 is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the 5 statements. You're going to hear 5 people talking about the problem of adults who cannot read or write. Number 41.
I can't really say that it's a serious problem because I haven't been directly affected by it. But I suppose there must be people who can't read or write. It could be a problem down in the south, but I don't understand how big city people could get by without being able to read.
Number 42.
Absolutely. In my line of work, there have been times when I've had to read out statements to people. I've seen people sign X for their names. And among those who can sign their names, most can't even read basic English. It's a worldwide problem. People should recognize the seriousness of the problem.
Number 43.
It's a great pity that so many people can't read or write. The problem lies in a breakdown in our school system. We spend so much on other things. We should spend more on education.
Number 44.
People have to be able to read in order to advance personally and professionally. As a doctor, I meet a number of adults unable to read and write. Some were born in this country, others have come from abroad. More programs should be available to teach children and adults how to read and write English. Number 45.
There are probably millions of high school children who have reading and writing problems. For years, students have been allowed to continue their studies even though they weren't really prepared for a higher level. As a result, there are some students who can't read very well or at all.
End of Part 1. Listening Comprehension Part 2. You're going to hear a radio program. You will hear the program twice. First, read items 46 to 55. After you've listened to the program, decide if the statement for each of the items 46 to 55 is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have 2 minutes to read the statements. You're going to hear a report about Travel Care, a service that Gatwick Airport offers for travellers with problems. Ruth London, a Travel Care employee, will be telling the reporter about her work and some of the people she has helped.
It's a weekday morning at Gatwick Airport. In the offices of Travel Care, the airport's emergency service for travellers, the week's first case is fast asleep. For the past 3 days, Tommaso, an 18-year-old Italian, has been trying to avoid the Gatwick Airport police, sleeping wherever he can before being moved on. Ruth London, a former British Airways stewardess, one of three part-time advisers employed by Travel Care, would like to do more to help. But Tommaso hasn't made it easy for her.
He came here on a one-way flight, hoping some relatives in Wales would look after him. But they don't want him. Since then, I can only suppose he's been sleeping rough.
It was Ruth who helped him when he first arrived at Gatwick last month, without a penny to his name. When she requested assistance from the Italian embassy, she was told they had given Tommaso a return train ticket back to Italy some weeks before.
Unfortunately, he didn't speak English, so we employed the services of a young Italian woman who works as a waitress at the Gatwick coffee shop. Through her, we discovered that he had torn up his train ticket, but we couldn't find out why. And when finally the local Italian police made contact with his mother, the answer came back that she doesn't want to know him either.
Last year, 23 million people visited Gatwick, and 2,000 of them ended up being helped by Travel Care. Among them was Darren Tyler, a 23-year-old student from Belfast.
Darren arrived here just over a fortnight ago on the promise of a job in London, but when he got there, the family friend who had guaranteed him the work had already given the job to his own son. Darren stayed with the family for 2 weeks, but the relationship soon got difficult, and one night he turned up here at Gatwick after his mother told him she had booked him onto a return flight. When he got here, he found out that his mum hadn't booked him on the flight after all, so he'd been sleeping in the airport.
Like most Gatwick passengers, Darren had never heard of Travel Care. The service does not advertise its presence. They have learned from past experience and no longer consider themselves to be an easy option for people trying to get a cheap holiday.
Some people do try, thinking we'll give them money on any old excuse, but I never give them the cash. I always go to the ticket office with them. If they're young or are not particularly helpful about who we could contact, we show them where the motorway is. We'll give them sandwiches and something to drink to prepare them for the journey. But it's amazing how often fathers will pay the money for tickets once Travel Care has got them on the phone.
Britain leads the world in emergency help for travellers. Apart from a similar organisation at London's other airport, Heathrow, no other airport in the world offers such a service. Travel Care is financed by Gatwick Airport Limited, British Airways, and the British government. They also receive money from private people, some of them grateful for help they themselves have received. This money pays for the three employees and 12 other assistants, most of them former airport staff, ranging from airport directors to duty-free shop assistants. But in spite of all the facilities they have here at Travel Care, there are a few travellers who simply cannot be helped.
You get some people who are very religious, and they turn up at the airport believing God will help. One woman I remember told us that she didn't need any help because God would find a way for her to fly to America to see her son. She waited at Gatwick for 2 days, but no help came.
All of which, I suppose, just goes to prove that God does not provide airline tickets.
Now listen to the radio program again.
It's a weekday morning at Gatwick Airport. In the offices of Travel Care, the airport's emergency service for travellers, the week's first case is fast asleep. For the past 3 days, Tommaso, an 18-year-old Italian, has been trying to avoid the Gatwick Airport police, sleeping wherever he can before being moved on. Ruth London, a former British Airways stewardess, one of three part-time advisers employed by Travel Care, would like to do more to help, but Tommaso hasn't made it easy for her.
He came here on a one-way flight, hoping some relatives in Wales would look after him, but they don't want him. Since then, I can only suppose he's been sleeping rough.
It was Ruth who helped him when he first arrived at Gatwick last month, without a penny to his name. When she requested assistance from the Italian embassy, she was told they had given Tommaso a return train ticket back to Italy some weeks before.
Unfortunately, he didn't speak English, so we employed the services of a young Italian woman who works as a waitress at the Gatwick coffee shop. Through her, we discovered that he had torn up his train ticket, but we couldn't find out why. And when finally the local Italian police made contact with his mother, the answer came back that she doesn't want to know him either.
Last year, 23 million people visited Gatwick, and 2,000 of them ended up being helped by Travel Care. Among them was Darren Tyler, a 23-year-old student from Belfast.
Darren arrived here just over a fortnight ago on the promise of a job in London. But when he got there, the family friend who had guaranteed him the work had already given the job to his own son. Darren stayed with the family for 2 weeks, but the relationship soon got difficult. And one night he turned up here at Gatwick after his mother told him she had booked him onto a return flight. When he got here, he found out that his mum hadn't booked him on the flight after all, so he'd been sleeping in the airport.
Like most Gatwick passengers, Darren had never heard of Travel Care. The service does not advertise its presence. They have learned from past experience and no longer consider themselves to be an easy option for people trying to get a cheap holiday.
Some people do try, thinking we'll give them money on any old excuse. But I never give them the cash. I always go to the ticket office with them. If they're young or are not particularly helpful about who we could contact, we show them where the motorway is. We'll give them sandwiches and something to drink to prepare them for the journey. But it's amazing how often fathers will pay the money for tickets once TravelCare has got them on the phone.
Britain leads the world in emergency help for travellers. Apart from a similar organisation at London's other airport, Heathrow, no other airport in the world offers such a service. TravelCare is financed by Gatwick Airport Limited, British Airways and the British government. They also receive money from private people, some of them grateful for help they themselves have received. This money pays for the three employees and 12 other assistants, most of them former airport staff, ranging from airport directors to duty-free shop assistants. But in spite of all the facilities they have here at TravelCare, there are a few travellers who simply cannot be helped.
You get some people who are very religious, and they turn up at the airport believing God will help. One woman I remember told us that she didn't need any help because God would find a way for her to fly to America to see her son. She waited at Gatwick for 2 days, but no help came.
All of which, I suppose, just goes to prove that God does not provide airline tickets.
Now you have 1 minute to check your answers again. End of part 2. Listening comprehension part 3. You're going to hear 5 short texts. You will hear each text twice. After you've listened to each text, decide if the statement for each of the items 56 to 60 is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now read number 56. You're booked on the 1945 flight to Belfast from Birmingham Airport this evening. You hear the following report on the radio.
There has been a serious accident at Birmingham Airport. All flights have been cancelled until 6 o'clock this evening. Passengers booked on afternoon flights should get in touch with their travel agent as soon as possible for details of new flight arrangements. Passengers for later flights need not make any special arrangements.
Listen to the text a second time. You're booked on the 1945 flight to Belfast from Birmingham Airport this evening. You hear the following report on the radio.
There has been a serious accident at Birmingham Airport. All flights have been cancelled until 6 o'clock this evening. Passengers booked on afternoon flights should get in touch with their travel agent as soon as possible for details of new flight arrangements. Passengers for later flights need not make any special arrangements.
Now read number 57.
You phone the central guest house to reserve a room for next week and hear the following message on the answering machine.
This is the central guest house. Unfortunately, there's nobody at reception at the present time, as our guest house is closed for a few days. We will be open for business again next week, starting on Monday the 25th. Reception will be open as from tomorrow, Saturday. If you wish to reserve a room for next week, we will be pleased to hear from you.
Listen to the text a second time. You phone the central guest house to reserve a room for next week and hear the following message on the answering machine.
This is the central guest house. Unfortunately, there's nobody at reception at the present time, as our guest house is closed for a few days. We will be open for business again next week, starting on Monday the 25th. Reception will be open as from tomorrow, Saturday. If you wish to reserve a room for next week, we will be pleased to hear from you.
Now read number 58. You're listening to English radio because you want to hear a program about life in Scotland. You hear the following announcement.
And now it's almost time for the weather report at 5 to 8, after which you will be able to hear the world news at 8 o'clock. After that, there will be a change to our normal Wednesday evening programmes. Instead of the planned programme on life in Scottish villages, you can hear the second half of the football match between England and Germany. But now, here's Michael Fish with the weather report.
Listen to the text a second time. You're listening to English radio because you want to hear a programme about life in Scotland. You hear the following announcement.
Now it's almost time for the weather report at 5 to 8, after which you will be able to hear the world news at 8 o'clock. After that, there will be a change to our normal Wednesday evening programmes. Instead of the planned programme on life in Scottish villages, you can hear the second half of the football match between England and Germany. But now, here's Michael Fish with the weather report.
Now read number 59. You're travelling by train to Liverpool. While the train is standing at a station, you hear the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're afraid to have to tell you that there are technical problems with this train. So passengers for Liverpool and Manchester should go to Platform 6, where the next train will leave in 15 minutes' time. Other passengers should make their way to the station car park, where a special bus service has been arranged.
Listen to the text a second time. You're travelling by train to Liverpool. While the train is standing at a station, you hear the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're afraid to have to tell you that there are technical problems with this train. So passengers for Liverpool and Manchester should go to Platform 6, where the next train will leave in 15 minutes' time. Other passengers should make their way to the station car park, where a special bus service has been arranged.
Now read number 60. You're listening to the weather report on the radio because you want to go for a long walk in the evening.
And here's tomorrow's weather report. The day will start cool and dry with a strong wind coming from the north. This will bring clouds by lunchtime, with rain in most areas by the middle of the afternoon. The rain and wind shouldn't last too long, however, and by early evening it should be clear and sunny.
Listen to the text a second time. You're listening to the weather report on the radio because you want to go for a long walk in the evening.
And here's tomorrow's weather report. The day will start cool and dry with a strong wind coming from the north. This will bring clouds by lunchtime, with rain in most areas by the middle of the afternoon. The rain and wind shouldn't last too long, however, and by early evening it should be clear and sunny.
That's the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.